Hello, this is John Schwartz, and welcome to a brief introduction to our lead system. I'm going to review how an agent gets leads from homeowners who have recently purchased a new home or refinanced an existing mortgage and have mailed in a request for mortgage protection. I'll be going through four main topics. Number one, how leads are generated. Number two, the life cycle of a lead. Number three, how to buy leads. And number four, the profitability and cash flow that you can expect using our lead system. So number one, how leads are generated. So when a homeowner purchases a new home or refinances an existing mortgage, that information is recorded in the counties in every state throughout the country, and that's public information. So we use multiple mailing houses that mail out tens of thousands of letters a week to the homeowners, and if they want the mortgage protection, they mail back in a request. So let's look at what one of these requests or lead forms looks like. So you can see here at the header, you've got the homeowner's name and their mailing address, the date that the mortgage was recorded, and the loan amount. And then down here is where they fill in their personal and confidential information. So you can see they've put in their age, their height and weight, their tobacco use, and their home phone number and cell phone number. And at the bottom of the form, they sign and date it. So you can see that this is personal and confidential information, which makes this a highly qualified lead. Now let's look at the life cycle of a lead. So when a lead comes into our system, it gets designated as a brand new A lead. If Joe buys the lead, and the pricing ranges from $41 to $41, depending on your contract level, he has exclusive rights to that lead for 45 days. If Joe does not make a sale, that A lead becomes a B lead after 45 days and is available for purchase for $6. And then if another 60 days go by, that B lead becomes a C lead and is available for purchase for $2. Now, a couple of important things here. Number one, when Joe buys that lead, it's exclusive for 45 days. So he's not competing against other agents in our company. Number two, there's no minimum purchases. So you can come in and you can buy one lead, two leads, 10 leads. It doesn't matter, and it can change week to week. And number three, there's no exclusive territories. So you can run business in your local counties. You can travel outside of your state as long as you're licensed in that state. So you can run business anywhere in the United States as long as you have a license in that state. Okay, now let's go ahead and log into our lead system and look at how you actually purchase leads. So I'm logged in live right now. And I'm going to click on lead orders. And you can see you have standing lead orders and instant purchases. So a standing lead order means that in a specific county or multiple counties, you can put an order in for a set number of leads. So let's say 10 leads in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Now, as those leads come into the system, they get assigned to the standing lead orders. If more than 10 come in, if that was the number on my order, then they go into instant purchase. So the instant purchase leads are available for any agent to buy, and you can buy those one at a time, two at a time, 10 at a time. It doesn't matter. It's ever available. So let's go in and take a look at the actual live inventory in the system. So you can see here there are 36,651 leads as of today, which is July 12, 2017. So let's go ahead and open up a state, Indiana, and let's look at Noble County. There are 12 A leads, 52 B leads and 15 C leads. So that gives you an overview of how you buy leads in our system. And finally, let's take a look at the cash flow or profitability that you can expect using our lead system. So in this example, this is for a part-time person. And if you wanted to think of it on a full-time basis, then you just double these numbers. And this is based upon the $41 lead cost. So if you come into the system and you buy 10 A leads, you should expect to book six appointments, at least six appointments from those 10 A leads. And you'll write about 50% or more of the appointments that you see. So that works out to be three policies. The average commission is $500 per policy, and that's an advance commission. You'll get that as soon as the policy is issue paid. That's typically anywhere from a few days to a week. So your total commission per week would be three policies times 500 is $1,500. Now let's look at what the cash in your bank account looks like. So you have $1,500 of deposits. Those are commissions paid to you directly from the insurance carriers. Your lead cost would be 10 leads times $41 is $410. And then your net profit per week is $1,090. Let's just round that down to $1,000. That works out to be $52,000 a year on a part-time basis and over $100,000 per year on a full-time basis. So that gives you a quick overview of our lead system. I hope it was beneficial, and I look forward to working with you and hearing back from you to set up an interview. Have a great day. Thank you.